Love this podcast? Support this show through the supporter feature from Acast. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
So I was getting up this morning and I was throwing on my stuff. And Tom was like, I'm watching the football at 3.
Okay. Thanks, Tom.
Thanks. And he was like, yeah, so just so you know, I'm watching the football at 3. I was like, so it's 9:30.
We're not going to be recording for 5 and a half.
Even if we were, guess what? You wouldn't be watching the fucking football, would you? Because I'd be recording.
Well, Tom, I need to go home as well. So I don't fucking want to be here while you're watching
the football.
Oh, snow.
Do you know? Oh, it's snow. Like, why would I want? Why? No one cares.
Well, look, he communicated. We can't say, we have to.
I know, but it was just so funny. I literally got up out of bed and he was like, I'm watching football at 3. Okay.
Grand, Tom. We'll try and be out your way. Do you know? We'll try. Hello, hello. Welcome back to Patreon. Thanks to everybody new who joined us.
Yeah, hey.
How are you? You're very welcome.
Yeah, right, sorry, lads. 2008.
Yeah, we're going to reel in 2008.
I'm going to fly through a couple of things that are not their top line.
It was the year of the...
Do you know what the year, what it was?
2008.
It was...
The year of the recession.
Flo Rida and T-Pain's. Shall I get low, low, low?
A banger. There was. Did you see the clip of Flower? Is it Flower Rider in court?
Yeah, and he's like Flower Rider. Yeah, yeah.
It was something got to do with like a catalogue of music.
And it's is it Spin? You spin my hair right.
All of those songs, all of the ones that he had. Whistle was another one. All around kind of 2008 to 2012 era. I don't know who's suing who or who's trying to get. He got awarded like 84 million or something. Yeah. Like, I don't know what the court case was, but the judge was like, we'll play, so this song was top 10 or this song was number 1, and they were playing all the songs and the defence were like, no judge, you don't need to play the song. She was like, I'm going to play it, and then she played it and Flo Rida's there like bopping along in the box. He was loving it, and then like literally all the songs that they played, I was like, these are bangers, these are absolute bangers. I'm fucking like, that era was just brilliant.
I just can't believe his name is Flo Rida from Florida.
That very smart,
very clever.
I remember when I heard that that's what it was.
Yeah.
Oh, hold on a sec, sorry, gang.
What?
Where's the skip going? I got the text. Where's the skip going?
Right. Well, you figure that out. I'm going to rattle through some other things that happened.
Yeah.
Michael Jackson re-released Thriller in honor of the iconic album's 25th anniversary.
Oh, that was the year he died.
Yeah. And the album included new bonus remixes with Kanye West, Fergie, and will.i.am.
Gosh.
Kim Kardashian was the face of Bongo Jeans. You'd know the campaign. It's fucking tragic. Tom Petty headlined Super Bowl.
Who's Tom Petty?
I don't know. But like, isn't it mad? Now we're coming up to Super Bowl weekend again.
Yeah.
And what was I going to say? Rihanna. What do we think she's going to do, lads? Do we think she's going to do all new music or... Is she going to do classics or...
Like she'd have to do a medley of classics.
Does she have newbies? I don't know.
I don't think she does. Also, sorry, Jenna Ortega is being like absolutely applauded for calling her Rihanna. And everybody's just like, that's the proper spelling. Like Rihanna told us this in 2012 that this is how you... Her name's Robin, first of all.
Yeah.
So don't be getting sensitive about the fucking pronunciation of a taken on name.
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, I know.
Like, news outlets really will do everything is content for them, isn't it? Like,
they'll do anything. They'll do anything for a fucking for a sniff. Like,
yeah.
Britney Spears has come back.
Jesus.
Do you remember when she did the MTV Awards? One of them. One of the many ones. And the Gimme More, and it was so low energy. And everybody was like, is she all right? But that was the year of her conservatorship.
That was, there's been clips of that really. That was the start of it. Yeah, since. And it was just like, she was not well.
No. But do you remember Rolling Stone did the cover with her?
Yeah.
Calling it American Tragedy. Yeah. So that was the year of Britney's big everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amy Winehouse got a ton of Grammys. That was like when she got Record of the Year, Song of the Year, Best New Artist. She got everything going on. So that was not ideal.
Jesus, the amount of stuff that's popping back up from all of those moments.
Yeah, I know.
Like Britney's getting an intervention, Amy Winehouse getting a biopic.
Yeah. The Spice Girls wrapped up their Return of the Spice Girls tour.
And then came back in 2019.
Yeah. What the fuck? Without Victoria, I would say that. Blu-ray, everybody was looking at Blu-ray DVDs. I know, are that fucking mad? Fucking God.
Do you remember the DVDs, the way that it, like you turn it on and you haven't selected that until you could select the extended version or the behind the scenes or the interviews or the main movie? But it was like this menu and it usually had a few clips of the film itself.
Yeah.
Or they especially film stuff for the menu.
Yeah.
I was only watching a video the other night on TikTok and it was like things that would send Henry VIII into a coma. And somebody said the Princess Diaries main menu on the DVD.
Do you remember that? And it was like all these, it was like widgets that you could click into. And I was widgets. Like, holy fuck. Bonus cut. And you'd be like, wah!
I know.
Yeah. Trailer. Extended trailer.
Or if you fell asleep watching the DVD, God bless, because the thing would just be on a loop. Yeah. The whole constant. Like it never, no screensaver. It was just the same fucking thing over and over again.
Yeah.
Gas.
Actually gas.
Hilarious. Isn't it gas how like they're,
cause you don't get that nowadays. Netflix keep fucking showing you things when you're trying to, you're
fucking,
can you turn that off? I don't want a fucking feature film as I'm trying to fly through the channels. Stop it.
You'd be you just have to put it on mute. The it's gas how though, because we were talking about this in work yesterday, how big you think things are going to be.
And then they just started flipping a flap.
One of the lads in work was saying yesterday about AI, Google's new AI.
Yeah.
And it's like, this is going to be the way, we're all going to be living in VR and we're going to be talking to like somebody in Japan on our couches. And I'm just like, yeah, but like, we still have to get up and eat and sleep and go to the fucking toilet. So where does Mark Zuckerberg think that we're going to start this whole new fucking reality with a pair of goggles on?
I want to know. Because so many people are like, oh, my job's going to be taken over by AI. Is your job going to be taken over by AI?
Probably.
Do you think? Is it that kind of job that could be?
I don't think that a computer certainly could do my job.
Yeah.
But I don't know if the government would let it, because it's a government job and they would be lambasted. Wouldn't be a popular thing to do.
Interesting.
You know, because I'm HSE, you know.
Interesting.
Like, obviously a lot of human involvement is probably required just for the validations that are needed, like that's all dealing with prescriptions all the time.
Yeah.
But there was a thing yesterday about that AI, and you can like ask it to write you an essay. It's just going to make people more stupid if it is a thing. Because like,
it's they're talking about putting it into Teams. You know, Microsoft Teams, they're going to like have it there, and what it'll do is it'll transcript a whole meeting. So you don't have to make minutes or notes or how fucking savage would that be? You just have a full on binder of what was said in the meeting. How fucking sick would that be?
Yeah, but the secretaries are quaking. So just like, I did a course to take minutes. It would be handy. You know, the way we'd say we'd love to have like one of those producers on the podcast where you start talking about a topic and you're not 100% sure on the facts.
And they were like,
you'd love for them to look it up.
Yeah.
If AI like could Jake do Paul. That. Yeah. Or like fucking, what's his face on, remember when we did the episode of Finola on In Collaboration?
Yeah.
And we asked
Shane.
We were asking Shane all of the stuff and he was able to just bang it all out. It'd be great if AI could do that.
It's Vanilla's Flop Culture, her producer Adam. He's like, no, it was 2000 and whatever. And she's like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, like it's such a handy thing to have.
We just have each other.
We got each other.
We just have each other. We just got to hold
you
each other.
You shite on there while I look this up quick. Yeah. Let me say the wrong thing anyway.
Yeah. Fucking hell.
That's all bad.
Anyway, Jonas Brothers started chatting about their purity rings.
Oh, this was iconic. Yeah.
This was so fuck. I think I said it on last week's episode as well, but like, why? No, was it the episode with Lindsay? Why were we letting adults in the media and otherwise have an opinion on a child's sex life?
Yeah, no, it was fucked.
Why was that a thing? Why do we think that that was normal and okay and sure, go for it?
Mm.
Why did we think that any of these things were fucking normal, Jen?
Dunno.
Is that not like the most scandalous thing in the world?
No, it is. It's fucked.
Is that not like absolutely bizarro levels?
It was still happening. Like, it's still... Like, there's so many inappropriate things that are said in the same fucking sentence as the word child.
I know. I know.
Ridiculously.
But it's like, in particular, this obsession with virginity.
Yeah. It's so weird.
Which is a construct, by the way. But you know this kind of thing? It's like, it's such an obsession. So fucking weird how looking back then that was a thing. And like, as a young person growing up, I remember being like, okay. And not really thinking too much into it. And I don't want to say I was clever enough to be like, this is strange. But I do remember also being like, it's uncomfortable.
Why is this?
But I don't know if it was uncomfortable because I was like, we don't talk about sex up. Or was I just so uncomfy because of, you know, I knew in 15 years time I'd be like, sorry, what?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's very strange. What's the context around it? Like, what were people saying about their... Interviewers were probably asking,
so I see you're wearing a purity ring, but Disney used to make them, Disney used to make them wear purity rings and do this as like part of the fucking campaign. And you know, Disney can't make anyone do anything. Yes, Disney can. Disney absolutely can.
Did we not take a pledge on our confirmation something Hello? Similar?
Yeah.
The pledge.
Fucking weird. I will not.
I don't know if sex was mentioned.
No sex. Absolutely not. That would be crazy.
Yeah, I don't think it was. I think it was more about smoking and drinking.
Smoking and drinking, for sure.
But it was like
the pledge
along
Jesus
the lines
Christ.
Of being pure until you're of age.
We have to do an episode on Catholic guilt.
Oh yeah.
And shame in general. And,
yeah, cool.
It's the amount of stuff that everyone I think has had to collectively unpick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I said this years ago, and you still need to try and get myself fucking exhumed from the church. See what the process is.
How do I get out of this?
You can't.
Yeah. But yeah, so basically they go and do these interviews and there would always be, you know, the interviews are set up. Like I get a brief and I'm like, you're about to go and interview the Jonas Brothers. Make sure to ask about them fucking purity rings. I go, no problem. So I sit down with you. You're Nick Jonas. And I'm like, so Nick, tell us about your decisions with the purity rings. And it's always like, you know, it's really important to us. Because they're media brief too. It's really important to us that God understands our commitment to God and God's way and blah, 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 blah. And we don't want to be distracted. And this is what's so fucked up. You don't want to be distracted by sex, but they're no problem fucking slinging them out on tour and fucking making them do all this other mad adult stuff.
Magic Mike dancing and all.
But not even that. Like, even the fact that they're... Why are children working? Do you know?
Mm.
If they're young enough to be wearing purity rings, they really shouldn't be banging out fucking guitars on tour, should they? They shouldn't be on a tour schedule.
But they were constantly at it with Britney as well.
And this is what I mean. I find it so funny. It's like you'll make them work and you'll make them do all this adult stuff. But then when it comes to like other quote unquote adult things like sex and drinking and all like any kind of adult entertainment, I suppose.
Mm.
Like people were getting papped going into an over 18s movie being like, oh, something raunchy in there.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know?
I know.
It's very strange.
Very, very strange.
It's just mad when you look back on it how that was like a thing that people spoke about. I do think the purity ring, Jonas Brothers Virgin Pride.
Yes, guys.
Oh my God.
Sure, it came out later that they were banging everybody.
Yeah. Sorry, yeah, it did, yeah. And it says, the teen pop trio who stand at this very moment on the brink of hugeness wear the metal bands on their fingers to symbolise, as Joe puts it, promises to ourselves and to God that we will stay pure until marriage. Even the fact that they're saying pure and conflating purity with virginity is absolutely, I cannot believe that this is a thing. This was when Joe was 18. Nick, who was 15, said, I got mine made at Disney World. It's pretty awesome. Kevin, at 20, Kevin, come on now. The oldest of the three And while a punk rock purity ring from Tiffany might represent the ultimate oxymoron, that's exactly what he's going for. Oh, God. It's pretty rock and roll, Kevin says. It's getting banged up a little bit because of the guitar. Oh, God. Oh, I hate it so much.
Yeah.
It's so fucked up. Anyway, Mariah Carey released Touch My Body. Do you remember the video and everybody was like, oh, my God. This is so sexy. She's
was
on
this
bed.
Kind of a comeback for her? I feel like she wasn't there for a few years and then she popped up out of nowhere. With
had
that.
She done We Belong Together yet, or is that after the fact?
It was no, We Belong Together was after. I think her first song after it was the one where they're in a theater. What song is that?
Oh, Give Me Your Love. Yeah. Give Me Your Love. That one, Heartbreaker.
Heartbreaker.
Jennifer Lopez was pregnant with twins.
Ah, bless.
And Angelina and Brad had their twins. Shiloh and the other one.
Yeah. No, Max and Pat. No.
No, Shiloh. Sorry. Shiloh's their first kid together.
Yeah. And then she had twins.
And then their twins are.
Is that Pax and Maddox, is it?
No, Pax. Maddox Pax is the eldest.
Adoptee.
Sahara is the second. Pax is the third. Shiloh's their first kid together.
Yeah.
Then there's twins, Vivienne and Knox. That's yeah, it's Vivienne and.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Knox are the two. So they have five kids. Six kids? Five kids? Six kids?
Around that.
Six kids.
I lose count after five.
Yeah, they have six children. That's and then they stopped after the twins, I think.
Yeah.
So the twins were born in 2008. So they'd be, oh my God, going 16 this year. That is so fucked up.
I had to put Angelina's now. She's grand. No more running around after a toddler. Grand.
I know. Absolutely fucking.
Has a bit of freedom now.
Yeah. Absolutely insane.
It was also the year Michael Jackson died, 25th of November, June. Do you remember where you were when you heard?
Yeah. I was sitting in my playroom in my father's house. And I was with my ex. And it was like 12:30 at night. And we were having a DMC, but it was like a jovial DMC because I remember we were kind of joking.
What's
I remember
DMC?
Looking deep, meaningful conversation.
Oh.
And I remember we were facing each other on the couch and I turned and I looked at the screen. And do you remember the Sky News used to have that banner thing that would come up?
Still does.
And I remember being like, but it used to come up on E! News and other.
Oh,
do you know,
on a different
like the
channel.
One, like, and I don't know if it was Sky News. Anyways, correct me. I don't know if it was Sky News, but it was the news banner anyway at the end.
On a different channel.
On
not
a different
a news
channel.
Okay.
So
yeah.
We were sitting there and I think we were watching, and it was around the time, I think we had just watched Twilight.
It was only new.
It was only new. So I think we had just watched Twilight. And I remember sitting and looking at the TV and going, what? And going, Michael Jackson's dead. And he was like, what? And then the two of us were like reading the thing. And I was like, no, fucking no way. And I had, did I have an iPhone yet? No, I didn't have an iPhone yet. No, but I remember, I think I got my laptop out, my MacBook, and started Googling it. And was like, what the fuck?
I remember me and Adam were together as well. I think it was about 10:30 at night when the news broke.
Yeah.
Because I was just about to get up and drive home. He lived in Kells at the time. And we were up in his room. I think we were watching Shameless, you know, English Shameless on DVD at the time. And I had me a Samsung Galaxy and there was Bebo and stuff like that. But it came up. I don't know how it even came up. Did somebody text me? I feel like my mum might have texted me because my mum's birthday, 25th of June.
Oh God.
That's how I remember it. Like, and there was a few, something alerted me to the fact that, because I don't think Bebo, you only saw your mates on Bebo.
Yeah,
and your own
you wouldn't
page
be,
on
yeah,
Bebo.
It's not like Instagram now.
No, exactly. Breaking news or anything like that. I can't remember how it came up. I think I might have gotten a text. And I just said, like, my back was turned towards him. He was after sitting up. He was ready to walk me down to the door to say goodbye. Yeah. Like, so the two of us, our backs were backs were facing each other. And I just went, oh my God, Michael Jackson's dead. And Adam, you could audibly hear his heart breaking. He was obsessed.
Really?
And like, loved him. Like, absolutely loved him. And wasn't he supposed to go on tour that year? This Is It tour?
Yeah, he was. Yeah, he was. Yeah, yeah.
And then they tried to do Dublin, I think.
They tried to do the thing. The monogram. The
hologram, yeah.
Hologram tour.
There was going to be a tribute concert. Oh, fucking, anyway. Look, there's plenty of bands that will have a plan C if the person isn't there.
Very,
I know,
strange.
One happening right now. But it's fucking, it was, yeah, no, it was mental because obviously the tickets had been sold and stuff like that. Just gas. It was, I think everybody, it was like the Twin Towers. You just remember where you were when you hear it.
I was like, oh my God, what the fuck? But didn't it do that thing where it would like stop what you were watching and it would like, it would go, it would flick to a screen where it was like,
only very serious stuff that happens.
And that was the thing. I remember just being like, oh my God, what the fuck? And then before I knew it, I was watching like the outside of the house. And I was like, what the fuck?
I know, yeah, the helicopter shot.
And I was like, oh my God. Yeah. And I remember just being like, oh my God.
What the fuck?
And then I remember being like, ah, he was old. And then I looked up, no, he was not. He was 50, was he?
In his 50s, yeah. At least, yeah.
Yeah, but he was a young 50. He wasn't like an old 50. Anyway, he's still very young. I was like, what the fuck?
Then I think the pictures start coming out of what you look like very, like, close to when he died.
Stuff with the doctor. Shocking. Do you remember?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It was all like injected kind of opiates and stuff, wasn't it? I can't even remember.
It was like, it was an absolute cocktail of stuff anyway, that it was found in his body. And it was like, it's just a real sad way to go. Like your heart just literally being like, I can't do this anymore, gotta go, bye.
Yeah. That was
shocking. Obama was president.
Yeah. He came to Ireland.
The big bam. Was that year?
Don't know if he came that year. Might have been the year after, because like there was an inauguration and stuff like that. And then he came over and did the big thing on the end of O'Connell Street down at the Ambassador. I remember looking out my ma's back door at the time and seeing Air Force One taking off because you could see the plane. It was on that flight path. Like you could see the fucking, I couldn't believe the size of it.
You were like, whoa.
You know, like,
Jim's like, that's a jumbo jet, that is.
That's bigger than a jumbo jet. That's got more than two floors, has it? Has it? You know how the Americans see the Irish and we're just so sheltered and we don't see big things.
Yeah.
And we all live in fields. If you can imagine, that's the reaction on my face. I'm just like this little sheltered Irish leprechaun just looking at this big thing.
And you're like, whoa. Oh. This is crazy, you guys. This is insane.
Because it was on the news, him and Michelle taking off because they were going to London after.
Yeah.
So it was live. So it was on the news, them taking off. And then I went to the back door and I could see it.
You're like,
this is crazy.
Like, you guys, this is insane.
That was in America.
You guys, it's crazy.
Wow.
And then the other thing that was a scandalo that happened was Miley Cyrus did that shoot from Vanity Fair. Do you remember where she's covered in a sheet and you can see her bare back and her arms and people went fucking insane?
I think people still saw her as Hannah Montana back then though.
But like, it wasn't that, it was,
was it? She was really young.
She was 15.
Yeah.
But it was like not a, yeah, I suppose it was a bit, yeah, I don't know. It's just her shoulders, bare back and shoulders.
Yeah, no, she wasn't showing boobs.
Yeah.
Around.
Yeah.
She wasn't showing clit.
Do you remember? No clit out and show.
But I do think it still was got to do with her age. Like she was,
yeah, probably. Do you remember she did that party in the USA and she like spun around on that pole, but she didn't even like, she just literally twirled on a pole.
Yeah, yeah. Leaned on
people,
it a little bit.
He leaned on it and people were like,
she's a stripper!
And she had to like issue an apology.
Fuck's sake.
What's going on? What goes on in America? America's it's like, fucking but
that's,
insane.
That's very, very, as you were saying about the Jonas Brothers earlier on, it's like Disney are allergic
to anything.
They love exploiting the children, but they're allergic to the children making out as if they're in any way sexual because they feel responsible. Like probably, you know,
it's crazy.
They just did not want any sort of court case on their hands.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
mad. Mm. Anyway, insane. The Sex and the City movie.
Oh wow! Was that the first one?
Yeah. I never watched Sex and the City, but for some reason I watched this.
Yeah.
And it was shit.
It was kind of, I liked it. I didn't watch like Sex and the City from episode one to episode end, whatever it was.
Mm-hmm.
But I did, I had a good idea of it, and I did go and see the movie like with the girls. I thought it was quite good. It was that the one where he big left her at the altar?
Yeah.
Didn't even make it. And then
number two
the
is when they went to Abu Dhabi, isn't it?
Yeah, and everybody was like, this is going to be the Aiden movie.
Yeah, and now she's bringing Aiden to the news here. Anyway, I never watched it, so I don't care.
Yeah, it was kind of, yeah, it was it.
I remember at that age, I think I watched it. I would have been 2008. I would have been 17 and 18. I remember I would have watched it because it was like an adult thing to do.
Yeah.
Do you know? Madonna turned 50. Jesus. So did Michael Jackson. So he was 50.
Right, okay.
Yeah. Ellen DeGeneres turned 50. Prince turned 50. Viggo Mortensen turned 50.
Who?
You know your man in Lord of the Rings?
Which one?
The dark elf.
Okay.
Yeah, you know the one does not simply. Oh no, that's Sean. That's the other thing. Forget me. Anyway, you know him.
Yeah, the hot angular. Right, Grant.
Sexy man, do you know what I mean? Gorgeous. I can't remember his name, and anyway, he ends up being the king. Sorry, spoiler alert.
Right. Okay.
Spoiler alert. If you haven't watched Lord of the Rings, there you go. Yeah, that was, I'm trying to see, oh, High School Musical 3.
Never into it.
Never into it.
I was too old for that.
That was a real year of SNL. People were going crazy for SNL.
So Tina Fey did an SNL thing that kind of swayed the presidential vote.
Yeah, she did that thing on SNL that was like, because you remember Paris Hilton and Britney Spears did like an, did some kind of campaign thing. It was like, they did, I can't remember. Yeah, they did. Here it goes. Britney and Paris make their unwitting entrance into the campaign, fodder for McCain's commercial mocking Obama as the biggest celebrity in the world. Hilton, though, gets the last laugh. The doe-eyed hotel heiress, lounging in a leopard print swimsuit, offers up a much cleverer video. I don't really understand what they're saying, but basically, yeah. As I said, Brangelina had their twins, and then the Batman movie, The Dark Knight.
Yeah, that came out.
That was a big one. Thing didn't die.
Heath Ledger.
Michael Jackson didn't die until 2009.
Oh, was it 2009?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. A whole fucking conversation about it.
Yeah, there you go.
A year later. That's a little sneak peek to reel in 2009, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, about here. So Sarah Palin.
Yeah. Oh, yeah!
It was Tina Fey. So basically says, Sarah Palin flops due to a fake SNL Katie Couric sketch. So Tina Fey's Palin impression was impressive for two reasons. It actually managed to influence the election and successfully made Saturday Night Live relevant and funny.
There you go.
Tina Fey is quite funny.
There you go. Oh, the Olympics happened and Michael Phelps won all of those medals. Do you remember that swimmer dude?
I don't watch the Olympics.
I love the Olympics.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I don't.
I find it so interesting.
Nah.
When's the next one? I can't wait.
The Olympics. I feel like,
because of COVID, everything went fucked.
Yeah, it's all a bit so off, isn't it?
Yeah. So I don't know, guys. I don't know.
Yeah. It was the year of Twilight as well.
Yeah.
So I have a social star before we go.
Sorry, Jamie Lynn got pregnant that year too.
She did, yeah.
So everybody was like, I'm fucking Britney. Wow.
Yeah. This is fucking crazy.
This is fucked. Wow.
Fuck. Jesus.
Hate it. Go on.
Hayley Knox, if that is her real name, I will link her below. She has this loop machine. She's basically female Ed Sheeran. Bo. Her stuff reminds me. So she has this machine. She'll like do a bang, record that, and then press the machine. And then the machine keeps playing that.
Does she have that real sweet Lily Allen voice? Is that her?
No.
Okay, there's an English one. She's amazing.
No, she's American. What I was going to say was, she kind of reminds me of, do you remember early Pink stuff, like Misunderstood album?
Oh my God, I was only listening to Pink yesterday. I love Pink.
That album particularly, though, it's one of those albums, it's like stripped. I know every single word of every single song, but half of them weren't released. That kind of thing. It's, I'll see, can I find her? Cause just to give you a kind of a bit of a snapshot of what I'm talking about, because it's nearly like Aaliyah / Early Pink, her style. But she'll do this like, and then she'll record the
yeah, the Ariana Grande did that for her one of her concerts.
Keep
she
it
just
going.
Did the loop, yeah.
It's so good. And like, she'll come up with a song on the spot.
Yeah.
And it's just so good. So I'm trying to see, where's the one that kind of got me here? I think it was this one. But when you hear it all going in, like all being added to it, you're just like, what the fuck? I think it's this one. So that's the start of it.
Yeah.
And she'll record. So that's the machine now. And then she adds on top of it.
Yeah.
She layers it all. But it's when she starts making the like melodies. So that's, or whatever, fucking, I don't know what they're called, musical
terms. Sounded like thing.
But she'll start singing into a mic, but she'll like be going back. It's just background noise that she's making with her face. Which on its own would sound shit, but when she adds it to, like, it's, I'd be mesmerised watching this.
It's very interesting to see how it comes together.
One person and a guitar, like, what the fuck? See the way she's adding the melodies? And then she made that a whole song. She released it on Spotify that has like 15 million views. Just so talented. And she can beatbox as well.
Oh, cool.
So at the end,
Justin Timberlake, say what?
So she just at the end of it starts going, like, it just mad noises coming out of her face. And I'm just like, what the fuck? Like, she's just a marvel to look at. She's mad.
Jen's like, I love it. It's crazy.
She's fantastic. But she's real. Maybe. Like, she's real R&B, which, like, she's the whitest girl you've ever seen. Very talented. I like her.
Interesting.
Yeah. So we have to go and record
our main episode now. What I will say is Eminem's daughter got engaged. We were talking about her last
week.
But she went
Jade.
And got engaged. So
yeah.
We just thought we'd chat, I just thought I'd mention it. Otherwise, gang, we will see you later, or we will see you on another time.
Later on the Menjis.
On the Menjis.